It's an expression of elegance and power. But most intriguing is her crown. It's a row of tiny bearded faces, symbolizing the seafaring Portuguese. They were said to be messengers of Benin's water god Olukun, so their images reinforced the authority of the queen.
Trade with the Portuguese meant that the Kingdom of Benin, like a number of African societies, was drawn into a new Atlantic world. African traders loaded locally produced goods onto European ships that sailed up African rivers. They traded in cloth and in pepper, in gold and ivory, and also in slaves, though at this point in very small numbers. But Africans also exported the work of African artists who found new customers in Europe.
The craftsmen of Benin carved elaborate salt cellars from ivory, in the process creating a new Afro-Portuguese style. With their Christian crosses and distinctive clothes, these figures are unmistakably 16th century Europeans. The lid is crowned with a tiny Portuguese sailing ship, topped with a crow's nest. As a witty flourish, we see a sailor peeping out. These luxury items were all destined for Portugal's great port city, Lisbon. By the late 1400s, contact with the world beyond Europe was transforming the way the Portuguese saw themselves. As more inquisitive and more outward-looking, the fortified tower of Belém, built to protect Lisbon Harbour, boasted ornate braided details, thought by some to be influenced by African carvings, like the ivory salt cellar ship.